Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
Simone Herodine, the senior manager at Artscape, is on the line to give us an update about what we can expect at Artscape. Simone, nice to have you on with us again. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Always great to be on Radio Casey on a Tuesday afternoon.
We've read something about the Artscape Theatre Unforgettable Night. What have we missed? Give us an update, please.
Oh, every night is an unforgettable night at Artscape, except Monday nights when we try to switch off the lights to give the technical staff their deserved rest. But continuing at Artscape this week is the ballet, Maynard Gilbert's ballet Don Quixote. And our South African ballet dancers are really on point with this ballet. It's rather a comedic ballet, but it also sings on a love triangle. And we've got two amazing, Cape Town City Ballet has got two amazing international artists performing in the ballet. Not that our local dancers, there's anything wrong about them. I mean, they just dance just as brilliantly. But this is just to give ballet lovers and those who love dance a chance to see international ballet dancers on our stage instead of having to fly all across to the States or to London or to Paris to go see them. So Vadim Montigarov is trained by the Royal Ballet School of Dance. He's dancing in the role of Don Quixote. And then Antio Carolino, he is trained in the Cuban Ballet style of dance. He's from based in Germany. And Antonio's got the exclusive rights to dance, to do the dance performances of what Mikhail Baryshnikov originally did in the Don Quixote. So those are two amazing productions not to be missed with the international acts. And then our Women's Festival, Women's Humanity Arts Festival, continues until the month of end of August. And this week, last night, we just opened up with a production, the play written by Mike van Fran here coming. Blanche Adonis is on point on that one as well. And the play looks at patriarchy and gender-based violence and issues that's currently faced by women that is playing in our Innovation Lounge. And then later on in the 26th of August, we've got a book launch of Sindhuwe Magoma, the prolific writer. She's also celebrating her 80th birthday, and we've actually got a surprise in store for her. That is on the 26th. And then in September month, we've got comedy, Unfit at 40. We've also had Benjamin Jaster performing with Carl Hippert as well. That's later on in September. And we've got the Tosca, the opera, by Cape Opera, that's also later in September. And towards the end of September, we've got the major production, The Sex and the City Writer, will be coming all the way from New York to Artscape for two shows only on the 30th of September. So those are some of the amazing productions to look forward to.
And the 9th of September, I read something about the 9th of September where that was really an emotional walk that they did. How was it?
Yes, unfortunately, because of the taxi strike, we had to alter the walk and not walk through the city streets because, I mean, we all know how unsafe it was, especially in the townships, and how unsafe it could turn out to be if, you know, we were caught up in the unfortunate taxi violence that occurred for the past 10 days. Thankfully, it's ended now. So we took it inside to Artscape. We still had the poets performing. We had Diana Ferris as the key poet before poetry performing, doing a poetry. And we walked throughout the building of Artscape, which was actually amazing because a lot of the people that come to events such as the Humanity Walk, it's actually the very first time they come to theatre of choice and a cultural institution such as Artscape because they also don't get the opportunity. Unfortunately, we had to cancel those that were going to be bussed in and those that were going to be taxied in due to the taxi strike. But those that turned up at about 400 people walked through the building, and it was amazing actually to discover things within the building that, you know, some people weren't aware of. The shwe-shwe cloth that was made by Women's Zone, the table mounting cloth, and Little Matter was also done by them, and some of the scarves are being donated to the old age home in Woodstock. So it turned out quite a great event, and we had lovely weather, so we could gather outside on the piazza with interfaith leaders, blessing the humanity wall and we had some entertainment as well throughout the walk as well. But it went really well. It was an emotional experience, an emotive experience, especially in the light that unfortunately the walk had to be altered primarily once again due to the violence of men. So we showcase that as well. But thank you for everyone that turned up, and thanks for everyone that supported the Artscape and continues to support the Artscape of Women's Humanity Festival.
Anything that you want to add, what you just said to us, Simone?
Oh, sorry, I just missed you there.
Anything that you also want to add before we say goodbye?
Just to reiterate again, you know, thank you for the patrons that drive all the way from Paul to come and see the productions, well, not just Paul, but from the entire Dragon family in Spanish that come and see the productions. I also just want to remind Radio KC listeners that from the next few months, we are going to extend our media partnership with Radio KC and really start to get Radio KC listeners to come and enjoy things like our free lunchtime concert that we have. We used to have it once a quarter, but we increase that hopefully to more often. So there are amazing events and productions to enjoy in Artscape. The theatre is fully back functioning, back to normal, and support the arts as always.
Yes, really looking forward. We as Drakenstein, Drakies, as they used to call us, we are looking forward to that. Thanks again for availing yourself to always give us an update on what is happening at Artscape. Be safe. Till next week then again.